Joining me, former Hereford United defender Michael Townsend. Michael, you joined the club in the summer of 2010. Simon Davey was the manager. He had just joined from Darlington. So how did he sell the club to you?
Well, it was through my agent, really, that I had at the time. He was a friend of Simon Davies, and he'd provided him players in the past. And he just called me up, do you want to come down, have a chat, find out about the club, find out about himself and his plans. So I met up with him, and I liked what I heard. I knew one or two of the players that was already there, like Stuart Fleetwood. And then Rob Purdy, and I knew there was quality there, and obviously the history that the club's got behind it. So it was just a good fit, really. And yeah, we kind of just agreed it there and then.
We had a good start to the season. We beat Crewe, we then drew with Gillingham, but then the wheels came off. We didn't do much after that. Simon Davey was sacked. Why do you think that he couldn't get the team gelling?
I don't know. Football can be a bit of an enigma, really, at times. You can fill a squad full of good players or even indifferent players and have like similar different results, if you know what I mean. And then, I don't know, I think it was the system, if I have to be brutally honest, that we was playing. I don't think it quite suited the players that we had. I think we was playing a four at the back and a bit of a lopsided three in midfield with not really a left winger. And then we was trying to play a 4-3-3, and he was asking, I think it was Manny Mansett, he wanted him on the left, tracking back a little bit, which I don't think is quite his game. And we had Brian Valentine tucked in behind him, and he was getting under a lot of pressure. That's where I felt that teams were getting out, down our left side. So I don't know. He went with the formation for a while, and then we did eventually change it. But I don't know. I just think sometimes you put a group of players together, and sometimes it clicks, and sometimes it doesn't. And it took a bit longer for us as a group to do that.
Jimmy Pittman was physio. He then took over as caretaker manager. How did he change it all for you?
Pete is a good guy. He's a good footballing guy. Obviously, he's got attachment to Hereford. I've been playing for him, and he loves the place. Quite a few of the boys were already familiar with, like Jamie, and obviously us as new players, we knew him as the physio. And he was just an enthusiastic guy, and I think that the pressure can build when results, especially at the start, if you have a bad start, if you don't get your first win on the board, the pressure can mount. And I think Pitts did well to take the pressure off. He came in quite open-minded, giving us the message of, lads, there's no calling me gaffer, or I just want to start turning it around as much as you boys. And he didn't really know if he had a job promised at the end of it, if you know what I mean. I think it was just, let's do the best with what we got, and we've got a game on Saturday, and let's take it one step at a time, and that's what we did.
We managed to stay up, but the start of the following season, it didn't go very well. Gary Peters came in as director of football. How did you get on with Gary Peters?
Yeah, I knew Gary quite well. I was at Wolverhampton Wanderers as a youngster, and he did actually try and sign me when I left there at Shrewsbury Town. He'd come to watch me a few times in the reserves. I think he had a heads up that I was getting released. And I did actually go and meet him at the old Meadow in Shrewsbury, and he offered me quite a good deal and told me that I was struggling down towards the bottom of League Two. And I really like Gary Peters. His methods are a bit more old-fashioned, but he was a defender himself. And I don't know why, he just got a good reaction off me as a guy. But I did have interest at Cheltenham, where my old manager John Ward and Keith Downing was. And I trusted them because I'd already worked with them, if you know what I mean. And I just wanted to stay with what I knew, so to speak. So, when Gary came in, yeah, it was just good to see a friendly face, really. And he sat me down and said, I think the characteristics of your game, is going to, if we can get one or two more around us doing that, that is going to be the way to see us out of trouble.
Do you think if Gary Peters had been given full control, we would have stayed up that season?
Hindsight's the beautiful thing. The cliche comes out again. Football's full of them. It's a maybe, but I don't think that it was for the want to try him. Right down from the chairman, the fans supporting us, the players trying their best. You can look back now and say some people have divided opinion on it. Do you give a new guy a chance and fully back him, or whether we had a mix of too much, I don't know, with Gary looking over Jamie's shoulder, and do you know what I mean? Too many cooks, so to speak. But it wasn't for the one to try him from the chairman, really, all the way throughout the club.
The following season, Martin Foyle took over as manager. How did you get on with him?
Yeah, Martin was fine. I think I've come across him a couple of times playing against his teams. He had a diplomatic approach, laid back guard, knew his football, tactically astute, set us up well, trained us well. We had a really good pre-season, and I thought we brought some good players to the club.
That season you were injured, did it make you feel bad that you weren't able to contribute to the team?
Yeah, you're getting wages but not able to play. It always does. I think I've played most games. The first couple of years I've been there, I came with niggles as well, and knocks and bangs. That's not the name of the game. It's surviving. You never play when you're fully fit. Anybody listening who has played, say, at that level, or at any level, not patronise nobody, but if you're in full-time football, you'll know that it's hard to get through every week, and you do carry knocks, and sometimes they catch up with you, and it did catch up with me. I played the first six games, thought that was my first time at conference level, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be a good season, looking forward to everything. I think we won quite a few in the first. I think we won two or three as well, and I thought, this could be good, this could be going somewhere. And then obviously I had the back injury, and things don't get diagnosed straight away, because you might think it's a muscle strain, so you go through the 2 or 3 weeks letting that settle down, then you do a bit of rehab, and then eventually the weeks start rolling by, and you go for a scan, and then I found out that I had the disc injury, and then obviously I knew it would be surgery, and that was my season pretty much finished.
How much did it
take? So, it was frustrating. Being injured as any sportsman or woman is frustrating.
How much did it surprise you that the club was liquidated 2 years after you left?
Well, yeah, it just seemed to be a downward spiral. I just think financially some of the decisions possibly made, it all come to a head. And obviously, like Richard O'Kelly, Lenny Lawrence came to the club, Gary Peters, trying to keep the club afloat, and we all failed, really, if we're being honest, as a complete group who was there, as a collective. We failed the town and the club. There's no way of going around that, really, because we did go down. And but to answer your question, yeah, it was surprising to see such a big club with such a fantastic support get liquidated. But obviously now they're on the uprise and doing well, so that's the most pleasing thing, really.
After you left Hereford, you went to Tamworth. Are you still playing football now?
Yeah, unfortunately, the tail of the tape don't sound good. I played quite a lot of football at Evo Stick Prem level after I left Tamworth. And for about 4 years, I've had no injuries. And then I've actually suffered a knee injury in pre-season, which I think I'm going to need surgery on. But I'm with Rush All Olympic at the moment, so I'm hoping that's going to be a quick nip and tuck thing, and then I should be back just before Christmas.